Dear friends, I'm here this morning to announce glad tidings of great joy. Christ was born for our salvation. The celebration of Christmas means ever so much more than mere sentimentality or seasonal materialism. The surpassing good of Christmas is, in fact, all about the wonderful reality of God, the God who does not disdain our weakness nor turn away from our need. In the birth of Jesus, the Creator willingly entered into His creation, even a creation now broken and marred by sin with all its frailty, ambiguous, and sheer messiness. So much does God love us. He became little so we could become great. He drew near to us so that we could draw near to Him. He became mortal so we could become immortal. He shared in our humanity so we could share in His divinity. He unites God to us and us to God. He was born of the Virgin Mary so that we could be born again by water and the Holy Spirit. Infinity and infancy come together when the eternal God who sustains and encompasses all reality made His dwelling place among us so that we could dwell with Him forever. This is the Christmas joyous proclamation that should change our lives today and every year that we live in the future. You know, even non-believers who do not yet know the true goodness of Christmas, they still look for the good, even when they look in all the wrong places. Even when they seek what is bad, even when they sin, they are still looking for the good. Human beings were fashioned by God with an infinite hunger, but we live in a finite world. So some folks can mistakenly hope for a kind of goodness in power, in dominance, in selfish pleasure, in food and drugs, in trinkets and toys, and all sorts of material things that no matter how beautifully ribboned or wrapped, in time will break and turn to rust. We can also seek a kind of false god in totally unrealistic expectations about our fellow human beings. We all know for some folks, the Christmas season can sadly stir up all sorts of unresolved issues with parents and family and friends. These days, for some, can be a mixture of wonderful past memories and current disappointments and sorrows. That is why we always need to remember that people are people. They are only human. They are not perfect, and they cannot perfectly fulfill us. They cannot totally satisfy our endless longing. Only God is God. Only God offers endless joy, and our hearts will remain restless until they rest in Him. So on this great holy day, just as Jesus rested in the embrace of His Blessed Mother, let us all rest in the steadfast love and tender mercy of our good God. So much does God love us. In giving us Jesus, He gave us all He had. God never kept anything back from us when He gave us His only begotten Son. In Jesus, we see, we hear, we look upon, and we touch God Himself. In the child Jesus, The invisible became visible when the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. This great paradox is beautifully revealed in the creche scene. Many of us as children first heard about Jesus Christ when our parents taught us to pray before the Christmas creche. The image of the creche is something, when you think about it, very simple, that both children and adults can understand. But the message of the creche is endlessly amazing. And over again, we should try to savor its truth. The scene is made up of many figures of various shapes and sizes. There is the age-old stable, where man and beast find common shelter in the cold, in the dark of a winter night. There are Mary and Joseph, attentive in their tender love. There is the faithful donkey. There is the patient ox. There are also the amazed shepherds with their sheep, the exulting angels with their glorious songs, and the adoring kings with their precious gifts. And there is Jesus, who as a human baby trembles in the cold of a world that he himself had fashioned. Dear friends, the happy paradox is what Christianity is built upon. This is the revelation of the omnipotent God as a tiny human baby. The incarnation of God is given to us in human terms, revealed in a manner we are capable of receiving. And this great truth involves two yeses: the yes of God to man, and the yes back of man to God. God is so good. He empties himself from the crib to the cross, and from the cross to the Eucharist. And our vocation as Christians is to empty ourselves of nonsense, of things that lead nowhere, so that we might be endlessly nourished and boundlessly enriched by a truth beyond all truth and a beauty beyond all beauty. This is the greatest possible glad tidings. This is the greatest imaginable good news. This is the Christmas gospel. With peace and joy beyond all telling in our hearts and in our daily lives, O come, let us adore him.